Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Breaking down every last second of game tape for Sunday's matchup. Enter Vinny's Film Room.
All right, earlier in the show, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, total request Thursday. Pick a song, we'll play it. Send a request, plus for text line at 410-583-1057. Get your votes in. Featured artist Friday. Vinny broke down the Kansas City offense. They got problems. Lack of skill guys. Can't run the ball. For instance, Patrick Mahomes leading rusher.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah.
That's a bad thing. O-line scuffling. Now let's get to the defense, though. And we saw Detroit kind of push the Ravens around a little bit. And that was after Cleveland was getting physical with him in the second game of the season. So, Vinny, let's talk about that KCD. Do they bring that same level of physicality that the other teams have?
All right, let's start with Chris Jones. Because to me, he's kind of the leader of that pack, number 95. He's going to be the defensive tackle. And when he wants, he can dominate. When he wants. Now, he'll take plays off. There is no doubt about that. So, I'm guessing that if the Ravens got up, probably not playing that hard. But if they're up and the crowd's into it and everything, he'll play hard. But he's very inconsistent effort-wise. But he's got one sack for the season. He's got five tackles in three games. But he can be dominant if he wants to be. And what the best thing to happen would be if the Ravens can have some extended drives, then you kind of wear him down. And now the other guy on their defense, George Karlaftis. George, he has two sacks, 16 tackles, five tackles for loss. He's like, wind him up and let him go. You know, he's the ever-ready batter. He nonstop, relentless, and he'll bull rush, you know, but he'll just go, 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 go. And that's why he's got 16 tackles and Chris Jones has five. You know, and he'll line up on both sides. But high effort guy. Good football player. Good football player, you know, has got a nice power move. But inside, Derek Nandi and Mike Dana, the tackles, and they drafted two guys too, you know, on the inside. They're bigger guys. They're not pass rush guys, you know, and their other pass rush guy, Charles Omenihue, number 90, I don't really see he's kind of like Owe, kind of mechanical a little bit. So, doesn't get a lot of pressure there either. So, Karlaftis and Chris Jones are really the guy. So, I like the matchup. You know, they're going to put Karlaftis on both sides. And you better be ready to anchor both tackles for the Ravens. Got to be able to anchor because Karlaftis will do that. Now, if Chris Jones is over Falele or Voorhees, that's going to be... You better double him. You better double him. And I'm sure they will. I'm sure Lindenbaum will be helping all the time with those guys. To me, the thing that makes their defense go is their two inside backers. I love them both. Drew Tranquil and Nick Bolton. Nick Bolton's a stud. He's number 32. He leads them in tackles. He's got 28 tackles, two tackles for loss. Tranquil's got 17 tackles, two sacks, two tackles for loss. But if the O-line does not get up onto them, they're going to have a hard time running the football. But the Giants, Scadabo had a pretty good game against them. And what happened? They got up on them. So if they can combo up, you know, because the tackles are just okay, you know, other than Jones. So if you combo up and get in the face, if Lindenbaum or the guards get up on these linebackers, there's going to be some creases in there. And that's going to be critical. Because to me, those are their two of their studs on the inside. They're good football players. They play hard. They play fast. They play physical. They are very good players. You know, I mean, this defense is not a bad defense. They're ranked 11th overall. So they're pretty good. Now, the secondary, they're going to line up in your face, the corners, receivers. And it's going to be one of my keys to the game tomorrow. The receivers, you got to run good routes. Because they're going to challenge you. They're going to be up in your face. You got to be able to get off the line of scrimmage. And Jalen Watson, 35, and Trent McDuffie, 22. Both are good players. Both are good players. They're going to jam you. They're going to play physical. And they'll play a lot of man, but they'll play like some cover two, and they'll play some zone also. Now their safeties they're all right too. You know, are they great? No, but they're decent football. It's a decent defense, and they do a good job in coverage. And are they going to be able to, the receiver's going to be able to get open? Because what Lamar, and we'll probably hear the cut later on, where Lamar, like, you know, I'm trying to give by time to let the receivers get open. And, you know, and they weren't getting open. And that's got to be, the receivers got to run great routes. They got to run great routes, sharp breaking routes to get open, you know, so they can make some plays. So, but it's going to be, Lamar will have opportunities to make some plays. I'm guessing they'll probably try to have a spy because it worked for Detroit, you know. So we'll see what they do. And their linebackers could probably do it. Bolton, maybe the guy that does that. But I think it's going to be a tough job for the offense to be consistent on them. You know, get some big plays on them. We'll see. We'll see. I mean, the Giants tried bombs all day, and that did not work. You know, so they've got to be able to run the football. So it's going to be about
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob, if they can just get up onto the linebackers, there's going to be creases, and that's what they got to be able to do. I think having a Keaton Mitchell get some plays in there too and have that home run ability, that speed, you know, plus they don't have anybody can get to the outside, you know, so we'll see. But there is plays to be made. They know this team extremely well. And, Bob, you get in the red zone, they're coming. They're coming after you. You get inside the 20-yard line, they're blitzing. And they will blitz. And they will blitz. So they got talent. And we know who these guys are. But they're getting older.
You mentioned Lamar Jackson. We're going to hear from him when we get to NFL lunch coming up at the top of the hour. When we come back, however, Funhouse Trip. Nolan McGraw, we couldn't get to it last hour. We'll talk to Nolan more in depth. Real quick, though. Orioles lineup against Tampa. Final home game of the year. Dylan Beavers left field, Jordan Westberg third base, Gunner at short, Mounties the DH, Jackson in right field, Kowser's in center, Mayo's at first, Ajax behind the plate, and Georgie Mateo is at second base in support of Cade Povich. No Holiday, had the knee MRI thing look good.
Good.
Basayo got plunked, That was unfortunate, but the x-rays were negative there. That's good news. Question is, do we see him in the Bronx wrapping up the regular season against the Yankees, which starts a series tomorrow, final series of the regular season of 25. And if you want to get in, now is the chance at 410-583-1057. It's Vinny, Heidi, Nolan. Total Request Thursday here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.